This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will today file his nomination from Varanasi constituency. Polling will be held in Varanasi in the seventh and final phase of general elections, and today is the last day of filing nominations for this phase. Former Congress President Rahul Gandhi and Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav will hold a joint rally in favour of alliance candidates in Jhansi today. Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra will campaign in Amethi. Later, the Samajwadi Party Chief will address a political rally in Jalaun district. Bahujan Samaj Party Chief Mayawati will also hold a rally in Jhansi. Today is the last date for filing nominations for the seventh and the last phase of Lok Sabha polls. Elections will be held in 57 Lok Sabha seats in 7 states and 1 union territory in this phase. 13 seats each in Uttar Pradesh and Punjab, 9 seats of West Bengal, 8 seats of Bihar, 6 seats of Odisha, 4 seats of Himachal Pradesh, 3 seats of Jharkhand and 1 seat in the union territory of Chandigarh will go to polls in the 7th and last phase. Scrutiny of the nominations will be done tomorrow. Friday is the last date for withdrawal of candidature. Voting for the 7th and last phase will be held on 1st of June. Election Commission today said that the voter turnout in the 4th phase of Lok Sabha elections, which was held yesterday, has been recorded at 67.71%. In this phase, polling was held in 96 Lok Sabha seats, spread over 9 states and 1 union territory yesterday. Andhra Pradesh, which voted for both Lok Sabha and State Assembly, has recorded 78.25% turnout. Jammu and Kashmir recorded a poll percentage of 37.98%, Jharkhand saw 65.31% turnout, and Madhya Pradesh recorded 70.98%. The polling percentage in Maharashtra was recorded at 59.64%, in Odisha 73.97%, Uttar Pradesh 58.05%, and West Bengal 78.44%. Former Bihar Deputy Chief Minister and Senior BJP leader Sushil Kumar Modi passed away in New Delhi yesterday. He breathed his last at AIIMS, New Delhi. He was battling with cancer. President, Vice President and Prime Minister have expressed grief on the demise of Sushil Kumar Modi. In a condolence message, President Draupadi Murmu said, "The sudden demise of Sushil Modi is an irreparable loss." She said, "Mr. Modi's gentle nature, contribution as an efficient administrator and integrity in public life were reflected in his personality and work." Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar said the untimely demise of Sushil Kumar Modi is a huge loss to the nation's socio-political landscape. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said Sushil Kumar Modi has made an invaluable contribution to the rise of BJP and his success in Bihar. Mr. Modi said by opposing the emergency strongly, he had carved a niche for himself in student politics. He said Sushil Kumar Modi did a lot of commendable work as an administrator and his active role in passing GST will always be remembered. 14 people were killed and 43 others have been injured after a billboard collapsed during a fierce storm in Mumbai yesterday. Meanwhile, Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde has announced an assistance of 5 lakh rupees to the families of the deceased. Mr. Shinde said that instructions have been given to the administration to take appropriate measures to prevent such incidents from happening again. National Testing Agency NTA is conducting Common University Entrance Test CUET UG 2024 at different locations throughout the country on the 15th to the 18th of this month. The examination has been held at 379 cities, including 26 cities outside India. The NTA in a statement said that admit card of candidates appearing for the examination will be released on its website. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans have been knocked out of the playoff race after rain forced the match against Kolkata Knight Riders to be abandoned without a ball bowled at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad yesterday. Today, Delhi Capitals will lock horns with Lucknow Super Giants at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in New Delhi. Abha Khatua has set a national record and won gold medal in the women's shot put with a massive throw of 18.41 metres at the National Federation Cup Athletics Competition in Bhubaneswar. Representing Maharashtra at the event, Abha was the joint record holder of 18.06 metres with Manpreet Kaur before this event. And that is the end of this news bulletin.